go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man mindset, I got the man mindset, Got so many girls on deck, cause I got the man mindset. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. For the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player, well it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes, this is the man mindset.
It is game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, everybody? A good one today, man. We got a lot to chop up, man. Come on. All right, let's get it. Let's get it. What's going on, everybody? How you doing? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. I want to welcome you all to the show of shows, man. It's the Man Mindset, guys. Shout out to the Me Pill community. We have a great show for you today. This show is 100% original. It's 100% authentic. Nobody is doing what we're doing, and everything is coming from in-house. I want to say for all you guys out there, this is a game to soak up. We got a lot to talk about, but I'm going to talk about something before we even talk about what we're going to talk about. But I want to give you all a shout out. Say everybody that's in there, thank you very much. Please, if you got a chance, go ahead and like, subscribe, get the notifications up. And if you're here, thank you. If you're checking it out later, I want to say thank you very much. This is where game is. And we ask all you guys, we're the only ones on YouTube that tell you, if you actually want to learn game and you want to be a student of the game, start the process by going to your store. Get a 100-piece puzzle set. Go to Michael's. Go to Amazon. Go anywhere you get your 100-piece puzzle set. Because the process of communicating with yourself starts with you first, and nobody's going to tell you that. Go home. Dump the pieces. Throw the puzzle box away. And start the process of becoming that man that I know you can be. Also, guys, I ask all you guys out there, go and get your notebooks out. You got a question, put a Q in there. You texted someone, put a T in there. We got you covered. Lines are open. We got a lot to chop up. I don't know. It's going to be a long one today. We're probably going to do a long one today. But I want to say to you guys, shout out to the 323. All my Me Pill motherfuckers, all my dogs out there. Shout out to all my dogs out there, man. Appreciate all you guys out there, and we got you covered. Quick question, how do I know that I have either weak or strong game? You have weak game, because if you got to ask, you already know you ain't got no game, so you don't, okay? No, I'm not going to break down the puzzle pieces. If you don't want to do the puzzle pieces, then don't get them. Don't get them. All right, guys, before I even start this thing, I want to talk to y'all for a second. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. Let me go ahead and change the music up so we can go ahead and get into the show. We got a good show for y'all guys tonight. But let's talk on it, man. There's something I want to talk to y'all about. Something I want to talk to y'all about. And it's something that's very important for you guys. Before we even get into the show, I want to talk to you about something. You know, as a man, one of the greatest strengths that you have are what I call the two P's. And we're going to talk about the two P's and why you guys will understand why you shouldn't show anybody receipts and all this other stuff. You know, the first P is, see, when you learn game and you know what you all about, you're going to become very picky. And you're going to, because of the options that you're going to have with women, you're going to become very picky in who you're with. Because every woman that you're with and every woman that you're hanging out with is not worthy of your time and not worthy of your attention. Let me slow this down a little bit. They're not worthy of that. And being picky, it will always force a woman to be better because she's got to work to get you. And what I'm saying, when I mean be picky, I mean that I'm talking about to the grain of everything. It, you know, it's so much power, gentlemen, when you're picky. Because when you're picky, you're telling the woman that there is a certain standard that you uphold for yourself and you just don't accept anything into your life. And you want the woman that just doesn't bring her body, but a woman that brings more to the table than just her body. And that's what's so great about being picky, man. It's so great just saying, you know what, you're not good enough for me. You know what, I can't date you. I can't see you. But why? We're clicking. You're just not good for me. You just, your body's just not enough. Your body's just not enough. And that is power in being picky, gentlemen. But more, that is even more powerful than picky. And this is a very, very lesson that nobody even talks about. Is not only is a man picky, but a man that a woman is going to draw herself to more is a man that is private. Let's talk on it. You know, I go on Facebook all the day and I see these guys posting, oh, I'm in a relationship with this person and all this other stupid man. Guys, let me tell y'all something. Never what you're doing on the front end to everybody. You see, I'm explaining privacy and why the private man is going to get pussy faster. There has to be elements and things about you guys out here that you do not share with the whole entire world. That is privy, private information, and all your women should remain behind closed doors, and you should not put them out in front street. And this is one of the most important things, because a lot of guys are always going to try to get you to say, show me receipts, you know, show me what you got, show me what you are and all this. What are you working with? And gentlemen, let me tell y'all something. There's always a rule in the game is that business cannot go. There are some things in the business that cannot go outside of the streets, outside of your kingdom. And that is all your women must be private. And why is this a good thing? Because they're women. See, when you have game, women know you have women, right? But they don't know. Let me give you an example of what I learned. Okay, so my mentor, I used to watch Shaw Brothers movies. And one of my favorite movies was The Five Deadly Venoms. But my, even in Five Deadly Venoms, like the 36 Chambers, my mentor was always giving me game. But he made me look at The Five Deadly Venoms deeper than what I saw it as a kid. And if y'all have never seen The Five Deadly Venoms, it's about five students of Kung Fu that all was fighting over some stuff. But it's just a Kung Fu movie anyway. But there was something deep in there. The thing about The Five Deadly Venoms that my mentor was saying that was so important is the Venoms didn't even know who the other Venoms were, because they wore masks to hide what they were, who they were, because their techniques had to be private. So every student that came in didn't know about the other student until they started fighting, where they then started to recognize what the person was based off of what he could do. But what my mentor was telling me is that one thing you never do is put business on the street. Because if a woman, the woman that meets a man that doesn't share information is a woman that's going to sleep with the guy faster, because he's not throwing her stuff out there. And see, when you have game, women know you have women, but here is what throws them off. They know you have women, but they know nothing of the women that you're with, because you keep everything under wraps. Now, gentlemen, back in our day, all right, and I would say, because if you have game, you know, you can get women at your job. And I'm not saying for you guys now, because y'all ain't got no game. But there are times where I can be right next to the secretary, right next to the coworker, and we just acting like nothing's going on. And at lunchtime, I'm taking her ass upstairs to the 16th floor and smashing. Because game has to be private, gentlemen. This is very important. See, you don't show, gentlemen, you don't show a woman what you have. You show a woman that you can get. You don't need to throw other women in a woman's face. A woman needs to know that if I give you my body, that you're going to keep this under wraps. There were so many, again, we're getting close to the August, we're going to talk about that, but there's so many women that are stressing, that will be stressing over school and stuff like that, and they would just, hey, you know what, I just need some dick. I just need some dick. Stressing out. You're like, okay, cool, come through. You fuck, and she just goes about her way. And the reason why she keeps coming back is she knows that, listen, there are no ties. It's just straight fucking. Now listen, guys, because, again, I know y'all guys want those one-night stands and all other stuff, but here lies your problem. Y'all are too busy putting everything on Front Street. Y'all are too busy trying to prove yourself to other men, and you don't have to do that kind of shit. See, the man that doesn't talk about what he has is a man that has plenty, because there, you guys don't understand that you guys should have several women in your state. Your city, your state, you should have women in damn near every state. I can't say North Dakota and Wyoming, but you should damn near have every woman in every state. And you should have some women overseas. Hell, if you're bad enough, you should have one on a few planets. You know what I mean? But the beautiful thing about secrecy, because this lies into the societies, the underground things that you guys don't know about, why secret societies thrive is based off of secrecy. And you don't have to check. You don't have to show a woman that you have women. She knows you have women off of who you are and how you behave. But what throws her off is she loves that she doesn't know who. And that's how my mentor was helping me with the Venoms. Because if you watch the Five Daily Venoms, that a lot of you guys, the Venoms didn't know each other, nor do the women know each other. But they know they're around, but they don't know. They know that they're being... They know that they're on a roster, because when it comes down to it, they're going to ask you, are you seeing anybody? And the answer is yes. But even though you are seeing anybody, you're not sharing that information. I am not going to tell you who I'm seeing. And I'm not going to ask you who you're seeing, because that's none of my business. But I'm going to tell you that I can promise you this, that when you're with me, that I'm going to make you feel like the only woman in the world. I'm going to make you lose time, and I'm going to show you why you're on my roster and why you're going to stay there. So if you choose to stay there, when you're with me, you're with me. And when you're not, you're free to do whatever you want to do. I won't run behind you. And that's the rule for everybody. I'm not going to talk about what I have. No one talks about what they have when they have game. Because these things are – because, again, y'all don't understand the ramifications of women – who have shit to lose. And I'm not talking about that woman that works at Burger King. I'm talking about that woman that has her own business, that's a president, a director, a vice president, a CFO. You know, it's a lot of things happening that most of y'all guys don't understand, that A lot of women in high positions, they have to be very careful about what they do because they're being watched with a fine-tooth comb and a microscope. So it's very important to make sure that y'all be careful. Let me say something. I talked with a girl who has abuse weapons. She suffers with PTSD. It is accountable with sexual intentions. Throw her back. Get rid of her. Get rid of her. Get rid of her. Anyway, like I was saying before, for you guys out there, is that never, gentlemen, prove yourself to another man, nor prove yourself to another woman by sharing secretive information. The more quiet and the more you withhold information and keep things private, the more women you're going to get. Because there are going to be women out there, guys, that maybe she's engaged, maybe she's living with somebody, maybe she's married. But I'm going to tell you right now, they're not going to tell you sometimes. They're not going to tell you. They just want to step out because you're so exciting, you're so different, you're so amazing, and all they want to do is just get a sample of what it's like to be with you and then go about their merry way. It's just what they do. And again, y'all are under this impression that women are at home like sewing and knitting and shit. When a woman wants to fuck, she's going to fuck the one that keeps the business off the street because she doesn't want the hassle. Okay, gentlemen, they don't want the hassle of what regular guys are doing, gentlemen. So always remember, gentlemen, before we get into the show, always remember, never put business on the street. You should never have to prove who you are. And if you get an opportunity, please watch The Five Deadly Venoms, because it's that secret. No woman should know about the other woman. She should know there are women, but they don't know who and how many you have. That is none of their business, and you don't even share that with them. You must remain private. You must make sure that there are things in your life that you don't share. One thing you don't share is your woman. You don't put your woman on Front Street. Keep her in the back. Keep them all in the back. You will get more women, because a woman needs to know that are you somebody that she can meet, sleep with, and move on without any hassle or any problems, gentlemen, okay? Just wanted to graze over that with you real quick. But as I said before, picky is huge. And number two is definitely private. So when y'all guys hear things about how many women have you slept with and what's your count and show me and prove me your receipts of who you're with, you just hold the fort. Don't answer. You don't need to explain to another man what you have, okay? People with game keep everything under locks and behind closed doors, okay? So, guys, just remember that. Let's get into the show, okay, guys? I haven't released it. I guess I got to release it. We had a talk this morning around 3. Very good conversation about reality 1, reality 2. But also, guys, I've got to tell you, in August, birthday package, we'll release that again and stuff like that. If you have a question, please ask. We got you. You want to call in, we got you covered. But let's get into the show. Let's get into the show. And we're going to talk about, is it really women that's slowing you back or slowing you down? Is it really life? Is it your house and things like that, that's really stopping you from growing? And the answer is unequivocally no. So what I want to show you is this, gentlemen. Let's look at this real quick. This is what we're going to be basing off the show today. Basing the show off today of showing you guys what's going on in your life. And we're going to talk on this. And I want to let y'all know what you're looking at right now. If you're looking at now, what we're saying, we want to talk about the arrows are your feelings, The box is your reality and how you feel about yourself. And everything outside of you that you are following and listening to is a skew reality that is reinforcing your prison walls. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. I'm going to come in and out, but I want y'all guys to soak this up, okay? CJ, just go to themanmindset@gmail.com, sir. Just go there, sir. You'll be fine. But as I'm saying before, we're going to go into this because we got to break this down to give y'all understanding. So let's look at this. The reason why the arrows are different, because here's the problem. We had a problem last night. Well, not a problem, but a lot of guys didn't understand game, because a lot of guys actually think that because they get a little information or they may read a book or something, that they have this new enlightenment that they see the world differently. And then when they get around a woman, they snap back to who they are. And I'm going to explain that, okay? I'm going to explain this to you guys. This is very important to understand, because we're going to get deep today. We're going to get very, very deep today, guys. So please get your crayons out, ask questions. We're going to get deep today. So let me explain what's going on. You see, gentlemen, what the yellow lines are, they're your perception, your reality. But why are the arrows different? Because what you don't understand, what you think that, okay, let me give you all an example. We had a guy this morning. We did a show like 3 a.m. We had a guy say that he's finally learned himself. He has self-mastery, and he's finally understanding it, and he's finally getting it, and all this other stuff. Then he turns around and asks a question about a woman. I say, you don't know anything. You're not growing. See, remember, I'm explaining. The mind wants you to think you're growing, but you're not really growing. Now, think about this. Now, this is very important for y'all to understand, because nobody's talking to you about this. Shout out to the 57 likes. Nobody's talking to you about this, but this is very important to soak up. We're going to get very fucking deep today. Nobody's talking about this. Nobody. But we're going to explain this to you. What most of you guys do not understand is that, as I said before, most of you guys are the third pig actually puts a house or four walls around you. Okay? Now, I want y'all to listen. It's very important that y'all put four walls around you. Okay? And what is very important to understand is every time you get a different feeling, all right, let's look at it. Every time you get a different, the arrows are different feelings, okay? The arrows are different feelings, but listen to how deep this is, because we're going to break this shit down. Every time you get a different feeling, you're not really growing. You're just looking at another wall that is holding you back. See, the trick that the mind has for a lot of you guys that think that when I get information, that because I'm getting something brand new and I'm learning something brand new, what's happening is it's giving me a shift and I'm seeing something different. So because I'm seeing something different, I'm actually growing. But what you don't understand, what your mind is doing to you, is instead of looking at, remember, you got four walls. Okay, you remember, you're the third pig that has four walls. You're in that prison. Okay? And just because you're looking at this wall of this theater number one, and all of a sudden you learn something new, and you move over to look at a different wall, well, you think that because you have a different feeling that you actually think that you're growing. But what is actually happening to you when you don't have game is that all you're doing is looking at a different wall, gentlemen. You're not actually growing. Most of you guys that say, yeah, I understand, I got game now, and I get it now, and I'm starting to understand all this stuff, and I'm becoming one. You're not. Because that's the same individual, gentlemen, that are still asking questions about women. All right? Okay? And what I'm saying is, CJ, just send me a fucking email, sir. Please listen. Dude, please. I'm asking you kindly. I said it one time. Please send me a fucking email, dude. Come on, man. You're not a kid. I spoke to you. I told you already, man. Come on, man. Wake the fuck up, man. Come on. Anyway, like I'm saying to you guys before, the important thing is this, gentlemen, is that every time you get a feeling or you think that the knowledge that you're getting, that you are internalizing, that you think is giving you a different perspective, is only having you turn and look at a different wall in your prison, gentlemen. In your prison. Because this prison, the yellow lines, gentlemen, skew your outside reality. Outside those yellows or I do's. But this is what your mind does to screw you over. And we're going to get into this. But what you don't know, where surface dwellers are always going to be surface dwellers, is because the mind tricks you into thinking that your I do is actually an I am. You think it's actually an I am. So then you start believing in the lie that your mind. Okay, you guys have to understand this if you don't understand anything about what I'm saying. Okay, guys? Okay? All right? You guys need to understand one thing, and this is the thing. Your mind does not want you to fucking grow. Your mind does not want you to expand beyond what you are right now. And your mind will do everything it can to fuck you over. And you don't even see that it's fucking you over by allowing other, it allows bad information in, but it won't allow truth in. Because if it allows truth, then you don't need it. But we're going to talk about it. We're going to break all this down. Guys, I got questions. Ask. We got you covered. You want to call in? We got you covered. We're going to break all this down. We're going to get deep in this because this is all, everything I'm showing you is important, okay? Because what your mind does to all you guys out there that's listening to me is that it will force you to skew your mind to create a first impression, not of the woman. It forces you to create a first impression of yourself. I'm not good enough. I'm too short, too ugly. I don't have any money. I don't have a nice car. I can't get women. Women don't like guys like me. I've never been good with women. See, most of you guys think the first impression is the one that you have with women. The lie. The first impression that you have is who you are to yourself. And then when you see the woman, based off of what you are to yourself, gives you a skewed reality, a cloud. Listen, guys, we're getting deep. Listen, I'm going to slow this down. I'm going to slow this down because we're going to get deep. When you make the impression of yourself that you're not good enough, and you don't believe in yourself, that is really the first impression. That's not the really actual first impression. It's the very first impression of what you think about yourself. And based off of what you think about yourself, It is those yellow walls. I'm going to show you. I'm going to pull up the walls again. It's the yellow walls, okay? The walls around you that will always give you a skewed, blurry, false sense of a fake reality where everything is not as clear and as concise as you think it is, which gets you to see the world in a different it kind of reinforces what you feel. Think about what I'm saying. You listen to what I'm saying. When you don't feel good about yourself, isn't it odd that all of a sudden the outside world is the worst enemy? Women are bad. Women don't like me. I can't get a woman. I've got to go over the seas to get women. Women aren't giving up sex. Women are this. Women are bad. Single mothers are bad. Think about what I'm saying, guys. I'm showing you some stuff that nobody is talking about. We're getting deep today. We're getting deep. All right? When you have the first false impression of yourself, gentlemen, this is why you guys have a negative impact on her perception. You remember, see, here's the problem. You're going through actually two first impressions where the woman is only going through one. And sometimes it will be two after there's a reinforcement. So before you walk out of your house, you already have your first impression. Then the second impression reinforces your first impression, but it is what she sees. She sees the second impression. She doesn't see your first impression. She sees the reinforcement of your first impression. So when she sees that first impression, what reinforces that could be the third impression is how you are when you are communicating. Okay? Because, see, it is very hard to change an attitude and a behavior when you don't believe in yourself. Okay? Because what you're doing is you are not giving a false impression of you. Well, it's kind of false because you're hiding behind, let's get to the third impression. Okay, because it's getting deep. Let's get to the third impression. Let's look at the guy. Let's look at the three first impressions the average guy has that are especially red pilled. First impression is what he thinks of himself. Second impression is what he thinks when he sees that woman. Third impression is what he feels that he has to be in order to show the woman that he's worthy of what we don't even know what he's worthy of. But what he doesn't understand is he is working on three impressions, and those three impressions are all negative. And no matter how you spin it, that's going to be her first impression of you. She doesn't know what you're doing in your house, and she doesn't know what you're doing all this stuff. You see what I'm saying? But what's going on is that the impression that she has of you is what you are equivalent of what you are in the house versus your blurred vision of women versus of what you try to force her to see. So you're trying to force her to see you as a mate. Look at what I'm saying. So look how many impressions that you're trying to do that equals up to one that will automatically turn her off. And let me explain to you why she knows the other three impressions already, because she's met you before. She's already met you before. She's already dated you before. She's already been in a serious relationship before and already gave you pussy before, and she knows where this thing is going to go. She knows where this is going to go based off of what you are. All right? Let me see. G, ask a question real quick. He said, I thought it was a light switch. What action of switching the light and providing my mind wrong was making me grow? I don't understand what you're talking about, G. What are you talking about? As you said, I thought a light switch. with the action of switching the light and proving the mind is wrong is what's making me grow. I don't think you understand, G, that's not making you grow. That's fucking you over. Listen what you're saying. You're trying to be Daniel's son to Miyagi to yourself. You're trying to prove yourself to the liar in theater number one, thinking that you're going to change him by trying to prove yourself to theater number one, and that's where you're fucking up. And that's why, see, listen to what I'm saying. Look, let me show you. I'm going to use what he's saying as an example. See, he's looking at the light switch, right, trying to give himself an epiphany, right? But all he's doing is just looking at a different wall. Listen to what he's saying. See, this is how deep it is. I want y'all to understand this, because nobody's going to teach you this, and this is why they always get you. Nobody's teaching you this. Now, listen. I want y'all to see what he's saying. There's no knock, G. It's a great question, but I'm showing you where you're wrong in all this, because you're saying you had that thought of a light switch, okay, with the action of the switch and light, okay, all right, proving the mind wrong. So what you're doing is you're just shifting from looking at that wall to just shifting and looking at another wall. And you thinking by shifting and looking at another wall that you thinking your mind is different, it's the same wall, because you're trying to defeat the thing you cannot defeat. You cannot fuck with theater number one. You cannot prove to theater number one. You cannot defeat theater number one. You cannot. There is nothing that you have inside of you that can beat, destroy anything in theater number one, because that is your core as of this moment. You are rooted in negativity, reaction, poor me, and victimhood. So do you actually think you can defeat that part of your core? But you thinking that you can defeat it, and you thinking of ways to try to go at it, okay? Hey, look, Mr. Jones, I'm going to ask you, please, stop asking me the same fucking question. I will time you out, sir. If I'm not answering your question, that means it's a dumbass question, and I'm trying to teach something. Now, let me continue. What I am saying to you guys out here, And to answer your question, how is there another door when you're surrounded by walls, you dumbass? If you listen to the show and see what I'm showing, you'll realize there is no door, because all you believe in is there's walls. Fuck are you talking about? I'm sorry, guys. Let me continue. So, gentlemen, as I was saying before, even in this question, this is why. Thank you for 77 likes. But this is why. You're not doing it. See what I'm saying? Same question right here. See, this guy's listening to the show, and yet he just shifted to another wall. Because look what he's asking. How do you become a surgeon overnight, Steve? Give me a magical pill, because I'm so used to getting everything with a touch of a button. Give me a magical answer, Steve. Steve, just give me a magical answer. Give me a magical answer so I can learn how to fly a plane in one sentence. Give me a magical answer so I can be an open-heart surgeon, Steve. Give me a magical answer so I can be a lawyer and a judge, Steve. Do y'all see what I'm saying? Do y'all see what y'all do not understand? That you, this is why you are losing in the game, because all you're doing is listening, and all you're doing is shifting yourself around inside of the same prison that you're in, because you don't have any game. You're not a student of the game. You want the quick answer so fast that all you do is shift your mind to another wall. Because you think if I feel good about myself today, you actually think that's good enough to get you a woman? No, that's just you feeling good. It's a bump in your mind. That's all it is. It's lifting you up to tear you down, because your mind is in control of you. All my dogs, listen, we're getting deep tonight. But also what your mind can do to you, gentlemen, is that those yellow lines, because you think that you're shifting your mind, but it can also negatively impact your perception. Your perception and your reality are influenced by all the labels that you assign yourself. See, it's not that you hate women, you hate yourself. It's not the fact that single women are mad or bad and all this other stuff. You just need something to tell yourself that it's their fault versus my fault to make yourself feel better. See, what you want to do, because you have a skewed sense of reality, because everything's blurred, you then begin to assign things about women based either on their age, their background, what they are sexually, their status with other guys, and that's all this other stuff. So then you start to do this weird thing called stereotype. You start to have inaccurate, unfounded generalizations and assumptions without any reference or real evidence, except the evidence that is given to you by your mind. Let me give you a prime example. Most of you guys who came from all that red pill rhetoric that you are still going through, most of you guys are doing that because most of you guys are doing is your mind is letting in the negative and is not going to show you the truth, because your mind doesn't want you to actually grow. Why do you think that it tells you to get on that red pill? Why does your mind tell you to get mad at women? Why does your mind tell you to think about the court systems, think about other men, think about what happens to other men and all the other stuff, and you guys don't even see that your mind is doing this to you, okay? Doing it to you. LT asked a question. When a woman has a boyfriend but she wants to get at you, how do you know it's not a setup? I mean, women wants to hook up but she has a boyfriend. How to avoid simp drama? LT, listen, brother. This is what I'm talking about. I'm gonna use this to show you how LT is blinded by his own four walls with this right here. The thing about women is that women look to the future as far as fairy tales. They have an idea of a future of what my future husband's going to be, because they're in their feminine and they're in their emotions. And see, what this young man's mind is doing is the exact same thing I keep telling you. And if you're looking at it, look over to the right-hand side. The feminine is coming right the fuck on in. He's coming right on in, and he does not even see that what he's doing. It's a great question, young man, but I got you. I will answer the question. But I'm showing you why you are losing, because you're in the feminine right now. See, your problem, here you go. You guys out here say you want women, right? But what are you doing? You're already self-sabotaging yourself. Because let me tell you something, every woman is not going to tell you what they have or don't have. Because some women, again, if you listen to the beginning of the show, women are private. They will not tell you everything. So sometimes you are not going to even know. But the fact that you automatically creating a reality based off of a woman that you have not even met before shows that you are in that box that we are talking about. Do you say what I'm seeing, what I'm showing you, young man? Great question, but I'm showing you where you're fucking up. Because here you are. How do you know it's not a setup? What this is what I understand with you guys. Why would a woman just set you up? What acorn fell on your chicken little head to make you think the sky is falling? And when you're thinking like that, that's feminine. Women worry about their age. They worry about their body. They worry about all these things. And your feminine is coming out because you're worried about a mythical thing that you're creating in your motherfucking head and you don't even realize you're doing it. And here's the thing. You're saying how to avoid boyfriend simp drama. Who says the woman has a boyfriend? Who says she's going to tell you she has a boyfriend? It doesn't make any sense how you guys out here, again, look at what your mind's doing to you. Because if you were actually a man, all you got to do is tell her you're a drama-free man, and that answers your question right there. You bring any drama to my life, you're gone, but you don't see it because you have boxed yourself in with a false sense of reality, and you're in your feminine. Your feminine is your mind is letting the feminine come in, and you don't even see it by worrying about a situation. You're creating a negative man. I say this with love, big guy. You're better off creating a monster coming out of the fucking sea and stomping the world, or you're better off creating a zombie apocalypse or something versus doing this shit right here. I would it'd be more respectful if you brought up dragons and fucking monsters and shit versus this shit. Because my God, is your life that bad where, again, guys, because sometimes, and this is going to get deep here, sometimes it's not one thing that lets you in. Because think about what's letting them in right now. It could be women. It's the mind. It could be them pills, or it could be the books. And I'm showing you guys, this is why y'all are losing, because you're letting in something to change and skew your reality. You're creating a lie to yourself, but you think that lie is actually your truth. And you haven't even met the woman. I'm telling you, I'd rather you say there's a monster coming out of the sea versus saying what you're saying right now, sir. I'm trying to show you no one's teaching you this stuff. Ace has asked a question. Can I work on my mind day to day and see the truth and change who I am in my core? Ace, I'm going to show you why you're in your box and you have shifted to another wall. Listen to what I'm saying here, okay? See, Ace, let me show you where you're going wrong. See, Ace, you're asking, can I open a door or the door? Can I pick up those keys? Can I grab that remote control? So what you're saying in this question is you're looking at your keys, or you're looking at your cup, and I'm saying, can I pick you up and drink you? If I pick you up and drink you, will you quench my thirst? Waiting for the cup to give you an answer, and this is why your mind just fucked you over. Your mind, instead of asking, you are expecting me to give you a confirmation. But see, if I were to give you a confirmation, then I'm doing you a disservice because you have got to figure it out yourself. See, if I told you yes to that answer, I'm fucking you over. But I am trying to get you. Remember, guys, this place right here, I'm trying to get you to think for yourself. I don't want to give you the answer. I want to position you so you can have the answer for yourself. And if you're asking the question you're asking, this is why you, my friend, are stuck in that same wall. You're just moving in a circle, okay? Here we go. Next question. How do I stop caring about the opinions of others? Okay, here's another one. Another one right here. Another one, okay? Here's another one. Listen, look what he's bringing into his life. He is bringing in the thing at the bottom and the thing to the right that is in his, the mind is bringing these in. Listen to what I'm saying. The mind is bringing these things in to hold him back from who he is, and he doesn't even realize it, gentlemen. Nobody is showing you this part of the game to show you why you guys will always lose, because you guys are always don't realize your mind is fucking you over, making you think that if you get a quick one-word answer that you're actually going to do the thing that you say you're going to do. We're in the seventh month of the 20th day, and you guys are still the same, but you guys do not understand why you're the same. And I'm trying to explain to you guys, this is why you're the same, because now we're getting even deeper, because what you guys have is called selective perception. Selective. See, you're choosing what you want to pick because you have tunnel vision. You are in the forest instead of looking outside of the forest. Okay? See, the problem with you guys is that this happens when a few facts or a few questions become not only your focus, but it becomes your reality. See, I'll give you an example. Ace's reality is talking to the cup and asking the cup, can I drink, right? So if he's focusing on asking the cup, can he drink? And he's putting all his focus on asking the cup, can he drink? What is he minimizing? The growth of himself. So if the mind knows that he is focused on speaking to the cup, why does the mind sit back and keep giving him that information to keep focusing and ask the cup the question? Because if he's minimizing himself, meaning trying to actually grow, he's focusing on things that have nothing to do with the game. And this always happens when you're trying to solve what you think is a problem. And the fact, gentlemen, that you think what you're thinking is a problem is part of the problem, because you think what you're dealing with is actually a problem, but it's not a problem, okay? It's not. Because you see it as a problem, you're minimizing everything else because you're looking for a solution to a grain of a solution. And what you're doing is, because you guys are focused on one thing, you're minimizing your scribe. You're minimizing your marketing team. You're minimizing your blacksmith, your detective, your culinary school, your studio, your film room. You minimize those things because you blow up, gentlemen, the thing you don't understand. And these negative things that happen, okay, all right, are the things you choose to happen to you, are the things that he brings in for you to reinforce your selective perception, because he's playing games with your fucking mind. And that's why you guys do not understand how deep game is. Yet, God damn it, motherfucker, dude, I'm going to give you I'm going to give you a wrench. I'm going to give this motherfucker a fucking wrench. Because God damn it, you took the hold on, wait a second. I'm going to give you a wrench. Hold the fuck up. Hold the fuck up. Let me pause real quick and get this great man a motherfucking wrench. He nailed this shit on the head. God damn it. God damn you. You are taking my thunder, and because you took my thunder, I'm going to wrench your motherfucking ass. Give me one second, guys. Let me pause. I got to give this dog a wrench. I got to give this motherfucker a wrench. Hold on. Let me get this motherfucker a wrench, because he nailed it. He nailed it. He nailed it on the motherfucking head, and you guys don't see it. Your mind is in survival mode, and it doesn't want you to actually win. That's why it will allow all the negativity and poison in you and not think about this. I'm here trying to show you how to think for yourself, but yet I'm seen as the bad guy, right? You see that? You notice how people are always challenging me, asking me to show receipts, saying, I don't know, I'm too old. What do I know about the game? I'm married and all this other stuff. Do you see how the mind works? But they will welcome in a motherfucker that does it, has no game, can't teach them how to talk to women, teach them how to set up their crib, but they can only teach them how to be the victim. Guys, we're getting deep here. Guys, listen to what we're saying here. We're getting deep today. We're getting deep. Listen to this guy. This guy wants to know the difference between being persistent and being thirsty. What do you think his mind is doing to him? He, guys, you don't understand what his mind is doing. He's thinking about women right now. Think, y'all just read, if y'all can read between the lines, y'all can start to pick this shit up. Because nobody is going to tell you what the mind is doing right here. See, because he turned from one wall to the other, he's thinking that being persistent versus being thirsty is important. That's like asking, what's the difference between it raining and it snowing? But see, he can't see that because he thinks the importance of, see that? What is the important thing to him is persistent versus thirsty. See how the mind fucked him over? So he's minimizing not giving a fuck. He's minimizing not working on himself. He's minimizing not growing. Guys, there's nobody showing you this shit right here. We're getting nobody. Guys, I am giving you a simple blueprint that you can see what is happening to you today. Nobody will show you what the fuck we are showing you today. I am showing this because we're getting close to the book time anyway. All this shit's connecting towards that goddamn book that's going to be dropping pretty soon. And I'm saying to you guys out here, listen to me. Listen to me. If you are focused on what's the difference between being persistent versus being thirsty, you're minimizing your scribe. You're minimizing your marketing team. You're minimizing your studio. You're minimizing your blueprint, your blacksmith, your construction worker. You're minimizing all the things that you need, but this is what the mind wants you to do. Because even if I give you the answer, you still lose because your mind knows that the answer is not the answer you need. It's just a question to throw you off to try to find an answer about something that has nothing to do with the motherfucking game. Think about what I'm saying. Think about what I'm saying to you guys. Y'all don't see it. Y'all don't understand what is going on and what your mind is doing to you and how your mind is messing you over. The safety mechanism was always activated since birth. Was there an event situation? Well, yes. Oh, yes, that's a dumb ass. Come on, man. You know that. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But what I'm saying to you guys are, listen, let me check the phone lines. Lines are open. We got y'all covered. But nobody's telling you all this shit. Nobody wants y'all to know this. Nobody wants you to know this truth. Because once that domino falls, guys, is that what you begin to do because you worship pussy so much is to begin to have what is called core, or when you know, because you're not your core, I'm sorry. It's not, now guys, listen to me. This is going to get deep, so I'm trying to let you understand. Let's follow what I'm saying. When you allow your mind to dictate your world, the reason why it is so hard to change is because once your I do's are rooted in your core, which should be an I am, the poison of the I do overrides the system of the I am to make you begin to think that your I do is actually an I am. So then, because you live in the I do, what do you want to do the most? I want pussy. So then your I do, what you think is an I am, becomes what? An expectation. Okay? An expectation that you are doing everything you can to fulfill. Thank you, 101 likes. Think about what I'm saying to you guys out there. Regardless of, for some of you guys, it's wanting pussy. For some of you guys, it's how do I get over fear? And some of you guys, how do I talk to women? How do I do this? And how do I do this? Whether it is a negative or a positive, it's outside of you. But because you've been doing this so much, your I do has become your I am. And this is directly influencing all your interactions that not only of you having with yourself, gentlemen, but it's also the interactions you're having with women. Do y'all see what I'm saying? See, this is why the mind is letting all the riffraff in. You remember I tell you guys, shout out to the 108. I appreciate y'all all. Remember I told you guys, now listen, I will say this. I would tell all you guys not to read books right now and don't even read mine right now. It won't help you right now until it is able to help you. See, let me explain something to y'all guys that is important to understand. There is nothing wrong with a book if you can take the information from the book. Okay, let me show y'all something. Hold on, watch this. We're going to get deep. Watch this. Most of you guys didn't know about your blacksmith. We're the only ones that told you about the blacksmith. Nobody's talked about that shit because nobody wants to tell you. So let me show you on this thing how books fuck you over. See, without the blacksmith, the book will become the cult. See, if you look at hypergamy, if y'all look at the game, you remember that book called The Game with Neil Strauss and all that bullshit. What I want y'all to understand is this is gonna get deep because nobody wants you to know this information. Marketers and advertisers, nobody wants you to know this information because if they know this information, you become free. You become free because see what the books do is that they make you think you're actually winning when you're already losing. Because what you guys fail to understand, and this is the number one reason that I can tell you this, because nobody's telling you, all right? Listen, I will be the first to tell you the only way a book can have an effect on you. Hold on a second. Wait, time out. Before I put this out, guys, y'all know how I got to do this. I got to, because nobody's telling you this, and this is a deep one. All right, I got to post this up because I don't want nobody stealing our shit, because you know they steal our shit. But listen, what I'm saying is this. This is very deep. This is very important. The only way a book, if you have a blacksmith, we're the only ones showing you that shit. Nobody has ever told you about this, and I'm going to explain to you. I want y'all to think about this, okay? I want you to think of, let me see here. Let me see if I can give you an example. I want you to think about, I want to show you how deep it is by two caps. You can tell they're two different sizes. Y'all see that? They're two different sizes, okay? I'm going to show y'all game. Guys, nobody's showing you, guys. Guys, listen. Nobody on YouTube is showing you this shit. Nobody on YouTube is showing you this shit. Listen, this is going to get deep. This is where you're going wrong. All right. So this is you. All right? This is you. All right, this is you. You're this right here, okay? And this, my unsweet tea, is a book. All right, guys, we're about to get deep. Is everybody ready? Wait, is everybody ready? All my chat room dogs, are we ready? Are we ready? Are we ready, my chat room dog? We getting deep. Are we ready? Let's get it. Now listen to me. If this is you and this is a book you've been reading, I'm going to show you why it doesn't work, it doesn't stick, and why you have so many books in your closet or on your shelf right now on the same shit and you just don't understand it. When you take somebody else's book, their thoughts and their mind, and it's okay. This is the okay part, but this is where everything goes wrong. See, without a blacksmith, you then take the knowledge of somebody else's, and all you do is carry that knowledge onto yourself. And guess what? It doesn't fit. Look, guys, listen. Think about what I'm saying. When you're reading a book from somebody and you don't have your blacksmith, you're just transferring that information onto you, and the information will not stick because the lid does not fit, gentlemen. The only way you're going to be able to obtain information is to get the information and through the blacksmith to forge the information that fits your fingerprint, your name, and then it can fall and stick. See, I was a student of the game, so I had to take information, and I couldn't take somebody else's world and somebody else's perception, then I'm making his perception my perception. But when I learned game, I learned that through my blacksmith, which nobody's telling you about, is that you take the information and the in-between between the information, it must be broken down and wielded down to fit your fingerprint to then when you take that information, this is how we evolve. There it is. This is evolving. But through what I'm showing you how the mind fucks you over, the mind says, wow, look at his subscriber count. Wow, he knows what he's doing. So remember focusing on bullshit and minimizing the blacksmith. Wow, he knows what he's talking about. Wow, he's got a big subscriber count. Wow, I've never heard of hypergamy or no value, no fat. Wow, these things are so amazing. Let's just take the information. Let's just take the information. Let's just blindly believe these motherfuckers and blindly take the information and put it on us. And this is where y'all are confused at, because you have minimized the blacksmith and you believed and trusted all those motherfuckers took on their lives, where you're regurgitating them, mimicking them. And this is where y'all are going wrong, and nobody's going to tell you that information except us. Only ones that's going to tell you. If dealing, let me take the phone lines before I answer this question. All right, if dealing with a woman, all you want to do is fuck. That's the thing you want to do in your mind. Wait. If you're dealing with a woman and all you want to do is fuck, but Greyhound, this is where you fucked up. You see, all right, let me show you, Greyhound. How is it that you want to fuck, but you're dealing with a woman? That's like water and oil. It doesn't match up. So you're already off your motherfucking square because you're not one with yourself, because if you actually wanted to fuck, you would have already known if she was down or not from the first interaction you had with her, because all you want to do is fuck. You should just ask her what the fuck you want. But you're not dealing with her. you're trying to manipulate her. But guess who's fucking you over? Your mind is fucking you over by letting you know that, hey, don't ask the fuck. She'll never know that. She never knows that. She can't read us. So let's just hang out with her, be our friend, walk on eggshells and beat around the bush. And that's why your mind is fucking you over. But let me continue. And all you do is want to fuck. And the only thing that fucks your mind over in a business aspect, and fucks your mind over in a business aspect, what are the things? I don't understand what you're talking about. I don't know what you're saying, but I know you're fucking up. You're already fucking up. Y'all should see y'all see how bad y'all are losing in this shit. How bad y'all losing, man. Okay. But this is where, no, you'll learn in the book. We're only ones that talk about that shit. Nobody talks about the blacksmith or nothing. We talk about it. We'll talk about that. We're the only ones to talk about it. That's what's separating us, man. You'll learn when the book comes out about the blacksmith. We're the only ones that talk about it. Nobody else talks about the scribe, the blacksmith, the marketing team. We are the only ones on the internet talking about that and the puzzles and stuff. We are not regurgitating information. We give you game. Should I be eliminating the person inside of me, which is giving? No, you cannot defeat ego. You can't defeat him, man. You cannot defeat him. You cannot defeat him. You cannot stop. The fact that you're trying to defeat him is why you already lost, because he knows all you're trying to do is defeat him, and he's going to just fucking reinforce everything even more. Come on, man. No. It's deeper than that, all right? It's deep. Guys, you got questions? I got y'all. You check the phone lines. Lines are open if you got a question. Let's continue. Let's continue to break this game down. Let's continue to break this ism down, guys. The man mindset. I'm the dean. Class is in session. We're breaking down a game in which, in a way, nobody else is doing. Nobody's breaking it down like we are. But I'm showing you why the majority of you guys out there will go towards the pills and the plates and all this other stuff. Because so many of you guys out there, when you start to believe that this is actually your truth, and this is you, this is your truth, okay? You have, what your mind does is that, like, once you go, like, think about a guy who goes red pill. Now, let me show you how deep this is. Once the guy gets into no FAP, let's think about this. Once the average surface dweller gets hooked on the word, okay, that's the drug, okay? So it could be no FAP, going your own way, SYSBM, high value man, be on your purpose, closed money status, government, and everything they fucking going to come up with now and later on. Listen, what do you think the mind does? Once they get bad information and the mind knows it can't stick, what is the reinforcer? So what does the guy do? Once he hears about the red pill, he then begins to search for more evidence on the red pill. So if it's about closed money and status, then he's on YouTube pulling up everything that deals with closed money and status, because that's what his mind is getting him to do. So if it's on no FAP and not jerking off, he's going to look that up on the internet. So the mind is, remember, the mind is minimizing, okay? The mind is minimizing the one thing, minimizing the important things and focusing on the shit that doesn't matter. So then he's researching all the thing, whatever his flavor is, high value, no FAP, go on your own way, be on your purpose, whatever, pumpernickel, whatever bullshit term they come up with, he is going to start to go on the internet and start to search for evidence to reinforce and confirm the new belief that the mind is actually allowing him to have. The mind is saying, keep soaking that shit up. Yes. Let's keep learning more. Wow, I had no idea that women wasn't having sex here. Wow, I had no idea that we could go to another state and meet women. I had no idea. Because what the mind is doing to you is it's giving you reason. It's trying to reinforce and strengthening you through your fucking feminine because you feel like you have new information. But is it actually new information, gentlemen? Is it actually new information? Or is it just that individual turning towards another wall that he thinks is brand new, but it's not brand new because it's a because wherever he goes is just reinforcing what he actually is, and this is why he cannot grow. This is why he's having problems growing, gentlemen. Okay? Let's continue. Shout out to everybody listening to the show. We're breaking game down. But then what the mind does, if you're a wrestling fan like I am, because I'm a big kid, they usually call it the finishing move. You know, they want the count. They want to pin you in and finish you off, right? And what the mind will do is it will put chains on whatever the information is. It will lock it down and chain it down. It will hold you to that like this, gentlemen. Okay? And it will fixate everything that you do and everything that you are, and you will be a slave to false information. Okay? Because your focus is no longer on you, and he knows that. Your focus is on another man giving you bad information that you've actually trusted, like you were like a little kid trusting Father O'Malley or some shit like that, or your Uncle Johnny or something like that. You know what I mean? The mind is trying to stop us becoming a butterfly. What is your question? So it's because not having a sense of self, my mind just takes in information and believes on default. Well, no, listen. Again, if the information is not about you freeing your mind, then it is bad information, period. That's just what it is. If the information is saying you got to be this way, then you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it because they're trying to make you mimic, regurgitate information. The real ones in the game are saying, create your information. There's no reason why you guys should regurgitate information, because we're the only ones that's always told you. I'm sorry, if you are the only one of your kind based off of your fingerprint, like I've always said, then why are you regurgitating someone else's information or someone else's fingerprint? But as I said before, you can take somebody's information from the fingerprint, but through your fingerprint and through your blacksmith to whittle the information down to fit you, yes, you can do that. That's how you become a student of the game at that point. See, I take information from my mentor. I'm not trying to be my mentor. I take information, and through my blacksmith, I whittle it down to fit me and my reality so I have more clarity and understanding of it versus just blindly following, if that makes any sense. If that makes any sense. Let's see here. Let's keep going. Let's see. Y'all got questions? Go ahead and put a queue down. Make sure that I'm getting all the questions. Guys, lines are open. But we got you. But I'm just showing y'all, man. Nobody wants to tell you this. And nobody wants to really – I know it's hard. People don't want to listen to this stuff. People are so in their bubble, you know what I mean? They don't want to know that, oh, my God, all this time I've been a slave to my mind, and my mind is playing tricks on me. Oh, my goodness. Okay? Well, no, you can't blame the mind because you created what you are dealing with. You didn't wake up. Listen, if your mind was the way you were when you came into conception, you wouldn't be here right now. You wouldn't. So it's not the mind. You created this. And that's what I'm trying to get you guys to see in the game I'm trying to show you, in the depth of it. See, what you understand about the mind and your mindset of how you think is going to push your reality to be your truth. And it's going to be a truth where you feel that everybody has to fit into your truth. So you feel that time, life, the game, and women have to fit into your narrative, right? Peep this. You're not working on your mouthpiece. You're not working on yourself. You're not working on the poetry. You're not sound checking. You're not rehearsing. You don't have your scribe. You don't have your drug lab. You don't have your culinary school. You don't have your studio. You don't have anything. But yet, you feel that you are entitled for a woman to just drop and take her clothes off and fit into what your world is. You see what I'm saying? You think, well, I don't have anything right for me, but you think, oh, man, she's going to want to sleep with me because I have nothing going on, and she's going to want to sleep with me. Right? You see what I'm saying? She has to have sex with me because I took her out to eat. She has to have sex with me because I paid for her concert tickets. She has to have sex with me because I was there for her in those sad times when that ass was around. Do y'all see how the mind is fucking y'all over? Y'all aren't doing anything to the woman, but you think, and your mind makes you feel that you actually put time into stuff or time into the woman. Thus, this is why you guys are slowing down and you guys are hurting yourself in this thing, because you don't see that your mind is fucking you over every day. Your mind right now wants to push out any information that can help you grow. And this is why December 31st will never happen to most of you guys, because your mind knows that you're lying to yourself. Because your mind will allow lies to come in before it will even let a truth come in. Why would I allow you to realize you're free? Like, I'll give you an example, like Juneteenth. Have y'all ever heard about Juneteenth? Juneteenth is celebrated because they were when slaves became free. I guess they celebrated Juneteenth because some slaves didn't even realize they were free. And even if some slaves realized that they were free, because they had such a slave mentality, some slaves didn't even want to leave the plantation because, like, their mind was like, this is life. This is what life is, right? So I don't want to go outside of this. This is all I know. All I know is waking up, picking cotton, and getting yelled at and whipped and spanked and punched and lynched. But this is all I know. I don't want to go out there. Do you see what I'm saying? Here's the thing about your mind. Even if you get the right information, your mind knows you're not going to go anywhere. Because it's scary out those doors if you don't have any game, man. And that's how the mind gets you. That's how the mind gets you. Steve, you talk about kissing 1-1. No, sir. It's a product, sir. It's a product. Anyway, next question. Does our mind push away good information because information do it different? No. It pushes away information because who wants to let you know that you're free? Who wants to let you know that you can... Okay, why would I tell you? Okay, that's like me saying this. Okay, you're working for me. You're in a, let's say you're in a coal mine, just hammering away, chink, chink, just hammering away and trying to get coal for me and shit, right? Why would I let you know that with a little education and being around the right people that you can be in middle management or upper management. Do you think the jobs that you work for want you to know that with a little bit of college and a little bit and keep upping your degree and stuff like that and learning more things that you can move up in the company? Nobody wants you to know. Okay, guys, you have to understand that people do not want you to know information. People don't want you to know truth. Who wants you to be free? Nobody wants you to be free. Nobody wants you to do that. So nobody's going to tell you this information. But even if they told you the information, most of you guys out there will still stay where you're at because you feel comfortable being, like, not a loser, but just being what the fuck you are, soft. Most of you guys are used to that. There lies the problem. Instead of taking information, pulling from others blindly, take away pieces from it, information that betters me. This is what I'm saying. I gave him the answer, and he still is missing the mark. The information must be welded down to who you are, man. You just don't take away pieces because you can't take a whole, you can't take pieces of a whole. This doesn't come in pieces. This comes as is when you don't have game because you don't have the mindset to break this down, to break it down into this. See? That's where you're going wrong, brother. Let me check the phone lines. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. Let us continue. Gentlemen, when you are boxed in to where you're at right now, it's hard to see your reality, the truth. Your reality is actually your truth. And when you don't have game, this is how you see the world, and this is why y'all are having the problems y'all are having today, because of how you see the world. You see a woman, right? You see something that something that exists outside of you. Something that is not connected to you. Something that is just independent from you, okay? From you, from your mind, from your thoughts, right? How is it that this independent entity is something you think about all the time? You constructed this. You're giving a woman who should have no power over you power. Thank you, 143 likes. While exhorting the information, I have to ask myself, why am I looking for this information? Where's my no. No. What you should be asking yourself, or your detective should be trying to find out, is this person trying to show me how to free myself, or is this person trying to push me to go towards a cult? That's what you should find out. Why do I feel like harming my friends when they talk sim shit, body counts, dinner dates? Listen to me. Wait, let me stop here. Let me pause. And I'm gonna say this one last time, AR. Don't ever say anything like that. Okay? Don't ever say anything like that on here, because we're not about that type of violence. Okay? You just walk away from them. But they're not the problem. You are, because they are your fucking friends. So you're a percentage of all those losers. So you're just hating. You're really actually hating yourself by hanging out with people like yourself. So if you're going to beat up on anybody, you should be beating up on yourself and not beating on anyone else, because they're your fucking friends. So you chose weak friends because you're a weak person. And only weak people hang around weak-ass people, dog. So you're the problem. They're not the problem. You're the problem, sir. And I will continue. When your I am turns into your I do, gentlemen, your mind, the way it's working for you, it's going to make you feel like, you know what, just do this one thing and everything's going to work for you. And whatever that one thing is a magical pill. Follow those red pill guys. Pick a color, what color you are. Be monk mode and all that stupid shit that they're coming up with. It's a shame. But you can't think for yourself. You allow him to do it. And because he does it so good, you trust him, because 99% of your life, he's helping your ass out. You know, when you lost your keys, as I told you before, he's the only one helping you find your keys, your remote control, and all these other items and stuff like that. And that's why y'all are messing up. Because y'all guys would rather go for a soft lie. Excuse me. You rather take a soft lie than a hard truth. And all this is all about what you're focusing yourself on. This false Walt Disney reality that you guys are living in. But what most of you don't even understand is that you will grab from the low-hanging fruit before you even find a ladder to climb to get the best fruit. Looking outside of yourself will not teach you anything, but the only thing will teach you is game. But the problem is most of you guys have this you level of thinking. Only, you know what, you can only see and seep to your level, and you guys don't even understand that, man. You guys don't even get it. But this is what we're talking about, and this is what we're discussing. Guys, I got a question, go ahead and ask. We got y'all covered. No calls online, so we'll wait a little while. We're probably wrapping this up. If there's no questions or no calls, we'll wrap this joint up. So, you know, so we'll do a little bit more, but let me keep going. So, as I said before, so if you're in that box, and that box, that box will never be the same. That box will never help you. If the mind does not want me to know, how do I know when the thing is the closest to me doesn't even want me to know? Well, you're still looking at things in the wrong perspective. You're focusing too much on your mind, theater number one. And you're minimizing learning game, your scribe, your mouthpiece, setting up, brother. This is what I'm saying. You're focused on things that you cannot control, my brother. But while you're focused on that, you're minimizing your greatness. You're minimizing working on yourself. You're minimizing taking notes, growing yourself, and understanding yourself, guys. You're minimizing that. That's what I'm saying, guys, to you guys. So, guys, I want y'all to think about the graveyard. Always remember the graveyard. Remember, everybody in there thought they had one thing coming to them. They thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Make sure y'all live every day like it is your last, because tomorrow is not going to come, gentlemen. But in closing and everything, I'm saying to you guys out here that's